The world is shrinking. This past summer, my 12-year-old daughter on her own flew to Dallas, Texas, just to have some fun. Over the internet phone, we chatted free of charge. Quite amazing, isn't it? So the world is quickly changing. Then what about the language we speak in this shrinking world? Over 1.5 billion people speak English for communication. But does it mean that English is becoming the language for communication in Japan as well? I'm an English teacher. I know the answer. No. Let's face the reality. English language is taught in Japanese language throughout Japan, generally speaking, in Japan today. Probably as a consequence, the average score for TOEFL, Test of English as Foreign Language, is, the Japanese students mark the second worst in Asia. Japanese education is hardly preparing the students for further education or a job opportunity. Why so? Why can't we teach the way we teach? To begin with, most teachers teaching in Japan had themselves never been taught English in English. International trends, however, await for no one. This April in Tokyo, I was chosen as a demonstrator of model lesson, English taught in English, for a public view of 120 teachers. Oh gosh, I've been teaching debating in English for quite some time now, extensively. However, I was at a loss. How would I be able to demonstrate such a lesson and be persuasive that teaching English in English is quite possible in Japan? I traced back how I had instructed those lessons in the past and discovered there had been three keys in my teaching. Those were visualizing what I talk about, step-by-step development, and stimulating students' interest in the society. Now, let me elaborate on these one by one. First, visualizing what I talk about. From the very beginning, in my class, I don't speak a word of Japanese. Instead, I employ an overhead projector and bring in lots and lots of pictures of mine, from my childhood to life in a graduate school in America. And while introducing myself, I write such words as university and an allo and graduate school, so that my students, my new students, would understand what graduate school means without having known what graduate school means. Most Japanese students would freak out listening to English alone. However, visualizing the language helped them to understand my English. Next, step-by-step development. This April, for some reasons, my students in discussion class never liked the discussion or debating, but they are in my discussion class. I wondered, and I discovered that those students had really never been introduced how to give the opinion properly. So I had my students train to make a statement, whatever they want to say first, followed by reason and data. Opinion, reason, support. Now let me give you one example. Opinion: English should be taught in English in Japanese high schools. Reason: because students with higher English communication skills get better jobs. Support: over 59% of Japanese listed companies would be eager to hire such students with high English communication skills. Opinion, reason, support. Now, after they are used to this pattern of, I then raise the level of topics for discussion and debating. Finally, stimulating students' interest in the society. Just being able to speak English is not good enough. Fluent in English does not really get you anywhere. If we only chat, then you are not having your audience on your side. So I had my students read lots of newspaper articles. Such newspaper articles as the best Olympic site in the world, of course, Tokyo, and the euthanasia lowering the age of adulthood to 18. It's interesting. As I introduced them to social topics, the interest into social topics among the students went up. And in such ways, They were able, by the end of their first term, they were capable in succeeding writing the English constructive speeches for this year's National English Debating Contest for high school students. The resolution goes, the Japanese government should remove the tariff on rice imports. They all did it so successfully. High school students can be interested in social topics and they can develop their ideas if we dare to challenge them. In such ways, I've been persevering, teaching English, English. Could I introduce you? Who initially urged me to be teaching English in English? My students. With them already being up there, participating in English speech, debate, essay writing competitions, I simply had to join them. After having made lots of failure, their experience really taught me to be a better teacher. A teacher? Oh, funny. All these while, I thought I've been teaching them. Wrong. My students are my coaches. After countless failure experiences, we won the first place in English debating contest in Tokyo 3 times. Twice, we were awarded the first place in English essay writing contest nationwide. All these while, we were thinking in English, exploring in English, and saying it out in English, and it's been so much fun. Like it or not, our students, our children, will have to leap into communication in English. Then so, my fellow teachers, why don't we make the grand leap ourselves first? Yes, yes, teaching English in English. Thank you so very much for your support.